Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for October 6 to 12, 2012. The Palestinian Authority is concerned about frequent Israeli settlers' attempts to storm the Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Israeli military conducts 46 military incursions into Palestinian communities. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent activities organized in West Bank. On Friday, Israeli troops violently oppressed anti-war protests across the West Bank. As a result, 3 civilians were injured and many more were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura has more.
This week, anti-war protests were reported in central West Bank villages of Bel'in, Na'lin, and An-Nabi Saleh, and in the southern West Bank village of Al-Ma'sara near Bethlehem City. 2 young men were injured, one in the back and one in the leg, when troops fired rubber-coated steel bullets at An-Nabi Saleh villagers and their supporters. Protesters marched on Friday in solidarity with the Palestinian political prisoners and farmers who are under constant attacks by settlers. Soldiers stopped the march at the village entrance of An-Nabi Saleh and fired rubber-coated steel bullets, as well as tear gas and chemical water at protesters, injuring the 2 men. Later, troops invaded the village and fired tear gas at residents' homes. Many, mostly children, suffered effects of tear gas inhalation. At the nearby village of Na'lin, soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the annexation wall with tear gas. The protest ended with clashes between local youth and troops. 4 civilians were slightly injured due to the soldiers' attacks, among them one German man. In the nearby Bel'in village, many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. This week, villagers and their international and Israeli supporters reached the wall before Israeli soldiers attacked them with tear gas. Elsewhere in southern West Bank, at the village entrance of Al-Ma'sara, Israeli troops forced anti-war protesters back into the village using rifle butts and batons. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
This week, Israel escalated its attacks on the Gaza Strip by aerial and land bombardment. As a result, 1 man was killed and a total of 14 civilians were wounded, including 6 children. Meanwhile, in the West Bank, Israeli forces conducted at least 46 military incursions into Palestinian communities. During these incursions, Israeli troops arrested at least 8 Palestinians, including the wife of a Palestinian prisoner. IMEMC's Salam Kumsiya with the details.
A Palestinian man was pronounced dead on Monday evening due to Israeli shelling, which targeted Rafah City, southern Gaza Strip, last night. 10 civilians were wounded on Sunday evening when the Israeli Air Force fired several missiles into Rafah. Some of the wounded residents sustained serious injuries. An infant is among the wounded. Also on Monday, 5 civilians were wounded in an Israeli tank shelling, which targeted the town of Khan Yunis, southern Gaza Strip. Later in the week, Israeli gunboats positioned off Al-Waha Resort, northwest of Beit Lahia, opened fire on Wednesday at the Palestinian fishing boats. Damage was reported, but no injuries. From its part, Egyptian leadership this week contacted the Israeli side and informed the government of Benjamin Netanyahu that Egypt is completely against an Israeli military offensive against Gaza, and held Netanyahu personally responsible for further escalation. Egypt also contacted armed resistance groups in Gaza, demanding them to be committed to a truce with Israel in order to prevent Tel Aviv from dragging the entire region into war. In the West Bank this week, settlers escalated their attacks against Palestinian farmers who started this week the olive harvest season. On Monday, a Palestinian young man was injured when Israeli settler opened fire at him near the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. A Palestinian child suffered moderate wounds on Thursday when he was rammed by a settler's vehicle near the Ibrahimi Mosque in the old city of Hebron, southern West Bank, while 2 Palestinians were injured on Wednesday evening after being attacked by several extremist Israeli settlers in Burin village near the northern West Bank city of Nablus. The settlers attacked several Palestinians, including women, who were harvesting their olive trees in the village. Since the start of this week, settlers managed to cut off around 450 olive trees in different parts of the West Bank, local sources reported. Settlers uprooted around 300 olive trees that belong to residents of Al-Mughir village, east of the central West Bank city of Ramallah. The settlers carried their attack out during the early dawn hours and fled the scene, local sources reported. Another 150 trees were cut off by settlers in southern West Bank. For IMEMC News, this is Salam from Sinai.
Palestinian Authority voiced out concern over repeated attempts by Israeli settlers to storm the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in East Jerusalem. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dissolved the cabinet and announced an early elections of the parliament. The details and more with IMEMC's Rami Al-Maghari.
PA officials voiced out concern over Israel settlers' attempts to storm the Al-Aqsa Mosque of Jerusalem. The attempts have been repeatedly reported over the past few weeks. Some believe that such attempts are meant to threaten the existence of the mosque and rebuild the Temple Mount, said to be a Jewish legacy. On a similar note, agricultural officials in the PA pledged to fight back Israeli settlers' attempts to uproot olive trees in the West Bank by planting 1,000 olive trees in replacement of any uprooted tree. Such concerns were reported amidst this year's olive trees picking season in the occupied Palestinian territories. On another issue, some Palestinian political leaders, including Fatah MP Mohammed Dahalan and political leader for the Democratic Front for the Liberation of Palestine, Qais Abdul Karim, considered the latest remarks by resigned political leader of Hamas Khaled Mash'al as a proof to Hamas's failure in running the Gaza Strip unilaterally following the division between Hamas and Fatah back in 2007. Recently, Hamas's political leader Khaled Mash'al resigned from his post and elections within the Islamist Party are to be held soon to select a new leader. Mash'al has lived in exile for decades. At the Israeli level, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu dissolved his government coalition and called for early elections. The decision came after Netanyahu's government failed to produce fiscal plans. Israeli parties engaged this week in election campaigning for a period of 6 months, in which Netanyahu will remain in post as a caretaker. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Maghari in Gaza.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for October 6 to 12, 2012 from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hussein Qassis and me, George Rishmawi.